So here to temper me just a little bit, maybe consider, you know, to temper me and to keep me in check is Professor Hugo Pinhar. He's the Director of Employment at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer Attorneys. So a very, very good morning. Apparently my approach is not one that is well accepted across the board.
No, I don't think you should give that advice and in particular ask for payment for that in the check. But we have now seen a directive coming out by the minister which has now made vaccination compulsory subject to certain limitations. So that's moving closer to your line of thought. That that's been accepted, that it's necessary for safety and other reasons, that we employers may make vaccination mandatory.
So I would imagine, though, in all seriousness, and of course I'm only being tongue-in-cheek, I know that we would, you know, unless I had my way, but I don't, we could never force people to do something like this. But there are certain environments where vaccinations surely are required. I mean, if you're going to be working in a hospital ward or in a COVID ward, surely the hospital would be in their rights to say, hold on, you know, if you're not going to be vaccinated, you're putting yourself at risk, potentially other people at risk, in this high risk environment. It's not possible for you to work here.
You're absolutely right, and exactly what mandatory vaccination means is a bit of a conundrum, and that which I'll come back to. But you're absolutely right, because it's the duty of the employer to work to provide employees with a safe working environment, and top of that, employees have a duty to ensure the safety of their fellow workers. So your line of thinking is 100% correct. What is envisaged is that where there are employees with objections, whether it's religious or otherwise, that they should find a way to accommodate them. And if not, then there may be consequences to that. That bit is not that clear, because at the one hand, you have compulsory vaccination, but if you can't enforce it, then, of course, that's where the conundrum comes in. But there are guidelines. You're entitled to accept compulsory vaccination. And in that plan that you will adopt, you will provide with the employees who may have objections, whether it's with regard to religion or their own health and safety, and then deal with them.
Right. In other words, so you'd have to show, but you know, that this falls outside of your own conscience or standard in order not to fall into this net.
Yeah. You will have, for instance, if you have an objection and say it's a religious objection, show that. The employer may endeavor to persuade or otherwise. But if you have a religious objection, and of course, provided it's a tenet of that
I was just going to say, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, then you can object. And then it may ultimately lead to the employee being placed or sent home, even with unpaid leave, or it could, under certain circumstances, even lead to the termination of that employee's employment. I would think that would always be the last resort, because the employee is exercising his or her entrenched rights. But of course, you know, with all these cases, it's the collective right as opposed to the individual. And in this case, I think what the government has decided is that the collective must change under these circumstances. Again, in line with your thing.
Mm. So, I mean, the way in which I was thinking about it is it doesn't differ that much in principle, and maybe my thought process is not right. Give me yours on this. Similar to smoking, I can choose to smoke in my own home. I can do whatever I want in my own home, but I can't walk into my office smoking a cigarette, which has a negative impact on people around me. Is it? Can we view it in a similar sort of a way?
Well, the idea is that the collective will triumph, so the employer will have a program and a plan in terms of which it will enforce vaccination to all its employees identified in the plan. And, you know, it's almost a fit-in, a FIFO principle. And then there are consequences if you don't.
Right, right. And I guess it's also a prerequisite is that vaccines are available. So this is something that we'll probably only start to see more of, this type of confrontation or conflict happening over the next year or so.
Yes. Look, the employer must take a decision to have that plan within 21 days, and that plan will identify whom it will apply to, and dealing inter alia with the objections such as religious or personal medical reasons. So it's quite soon, and you're right, of course, it depends on when we will have it available. But it appears that the plan is to allow the private sector to roll out and have a significant impact for us to achieve herd immunity.